required of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for some advice. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam gave him these advices, wherein the commentary goes that the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the root of all good actions. A man whose heart is filled with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does neither commit any sins nor experience any difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make a way for him out of every difficulty and provide from whence he has no expectations. Some of the foregoing traditions also disclose that the Quran is illuminating. In Shirah al-Ahya, Hazrat Abu Na'im radiallahu ta'ala rahmatullahi alayhi states that Hazrat Basit radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam that the houses in which the Holy Quran is read shine unto the inhabitants of the heavens as do the stars shine unto the inhabitants of the earth. This hadith, which has been quoted from At-Targhib, is also a part of a long hadith reported from Ibn Habib by Mullah Ali Qari, Rahmatullah Ali, in detail, and by Imam Suyuti in brief. Although the above mentioned part of the hadith is sufficient for the purpose of this book, yet the whole hadith includes many essential and useful subjects, and therefore its subject matter is given in the following paragraphs. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that he inquired from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the number of books revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam replied, 100 booklets and 4 books. 50 booklets were revealed to Hazrat Sheikh alayhi salatu wasalam, 30 to Hazrat Idris alayhi salatu wasalam, 10 to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and 10 to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Before the Torah, in addition, 4 books, that is the Torah, the Bible, the Psalms, and the Holy Quran have been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu inquired about the contents of the booklets revealed by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that they consisted of proverbs. Example, O you strong and proud king, I do not appoint you to hoard wealth, but to prevent the complaint of the oppressed from reaching me by redressing it beforehand. Because I do not reject the complaints of the oppressed person, even though he may be a disbeliever. The author states that whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam deputed any of his companions as an amir or governor, in addition to giving other advices, he used to emphasize, وَاتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمُزْلِمِ وَاتَّقِ دَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٌ. Which means, beware of the invocations of the oppressed, because between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there is no veil or intermediary. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of whatever was explained to Zakima. We continue with this booklet, some advices. The first one, do not say, if Allah and so wish. Generally we say that, even it does not mean proper for a person to say if Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam wishes. We should just say if Allah wishes, and thereafter if and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many people say that, it is mentioned here, that one should not say if Allah and so wish. Rather say, if Allah wishes, and then so and so wishes. Similarly, do not say, on top is Allah and on the bottom is Allah. These are common sayings by people which we are just, which brought to our attention. Do not utter many words of respect, for sinners and wrongdoers. This is also a very evil practice that we have. We tend to praise non-believers, disbelievers, etc. Right? And there is a limit to all that. We should not overdo it. To utter evil poetry is evil. It is even evil to be so engrossed in permissible poetry to such an extent that there is harm caused to one's worldly and religious needs. Do not speak with great formality. Do not exaggerate in speech. There is a severe punishment for not practicing on what you preach. Which does not mean that if you are not practicing, you should not preach also, right? But we should take extra precaution that what we are saying, we should try and practice on it as well. There should be moderation in speech. It should not be so lengthy that the people become tired, nor should it be so brief that its meaning is not understood. Number 118, it is necessary for women to be cautious that their voice do not reach the ears of strange men. It is similar, in a similar vein, men should be cautious. They should abstain from singing poetry in a beautiful voice before women. Since women are soft-hearted, there is a fear of them being spoiled. Music destroys the heart. In the heart, filth is dominant. Music and songs give strength to this quality. It is obvious that the thing which leads to harm is also harmful.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون أياما معدودات وقال تعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Today we'll just try and give a brief synopsis, summary of what we have been discussing over the past 20 days. So that those brothers who have just come in can also be filled in. And this is also very, very important to understand the points that we have been discussing. The first point is our intention and our niyat. That why have we come? That is the most important. Of course, everything we do for the pleasure of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. But then, why have we come? Even if we stayed at home, it was for the pleasure of Allah. If we made i'tikaf in our masjid of our town, was also for the pleasure of Allah. If we went in jamaat, if we went for umrah, everything is for the pleasure of Allah. But what is the, why have we come here for the pleasure of Allah? So our main purpose here, we should try and understand and make that our niyat, is our islah, our reformation. And that is what the Quran Sharif says, that these rozas, this has been made for us upon you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you acquire taqwa, so that your reformation takes place. You abstain from sins, from gunas. So that must be our niyat, that we have come here in order to acquire our islah, our spiritual reformation. And once a person's spiritual reformation takes place, his heart is cleansed, then automatically he gets connected with Allah Ta'ala. So that is also our niyat, how we can find Allah, how we can be connected with Allah Ta'ala. And for that, our hearts have to be clean. If we have a tumbler, a glass, and we're going to fill ordinary tap water, municipal water, but if the glass is dirty, naturally we wash it first. If you want to give somebody water in a glass, and if the glass is dirty on the outside, the inside is clean, but still we wouldn't give. We'll say, bring another glass, bring a clean glass. And if you did give somebody, that person will feel offended also. You gave me in a dirty glass water, though that glass is only dirty outside. And if it was while we were eating meals, it wasn't dirt, it was the food. We weren't eating dirt. Just the marks of the food are on the glass on the outside. But we call that a dirty glass. And we are not prepared to give it to somebody. Somebody feels offended being given that. So how will Allah come in a heart which is dirty inside? We have to clean the heart first. When the heart is cleansed, then Allah Ta'ala comes in that heart. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair Rahimahullah was traveling from New York to Karachi, and on the way the plane stopped in Damascus, and there Allah blessed Hazrat with this poem here, ke La ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e tawheed mein, that La ilaha is the first part of the kalma tawheed. In other words, the negative, you must take out the negative. And that should be one main muraqaba in our dhikr also. As we are making our La ilaha illallah, and the correct way is from the waist, from the torso, the top part of the body, from the waist, a person should move it with the head. Like in the wind, how the grass, the tops of the trees, they sway in the wind. This is how the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, should make their dhikr. And with this, La ilaha, the heart is on the left side. So yeah, you are taking out and you're throwing out. Vacuum your heart. Clean your heart. Take out all the dirt and throw it out. And with illallah, put the right thing in. Like I fear I've got pride in me. So when we say La ilaha, so I'm taking out all the pride out of me and throwing it out. Illallah. And I'm putting all humbleness in my heart. A person who does it 100 times a day, you take one tablet of 10 milligram, it helps you. This is what milligram? It's to the power of La ilaha illallah. And then it is 100 tablets you are taking. If we had any capability, how won't our hearts get clean? If we do it properly and correctly, the heart will get cleansed of all. Generally, do it for all our sin. But any person who finds a particular sin that is in him and it's troubling him, the guna of the eyes, anger many people have got, laziness in getting up for fajr, general laziness, all these things, make that and cleanse the heart. Allah gave us the cleanser. So, La ilaha, and what illallah, we are putting the pure thing in. So in that poem of Hadrat, that La ilaha comes first, La ilaha, مقدم ہے کلمہ توحید میں. It comes before illallah. The actual توحید is illallah. But that comes first. غیر حق جب جائے ہیں. When the falsehood, when the wrong, when the لا, all the لا has gone out, تب دل میں حق آ جائے ہیں. Then automatically the حق comes in the heart. آ جا میری آنکھوں میں, سما جا میرے دل میں, او اللہ come in my eyes. Fill up in my heart, O Allah. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Every desire of mine has left me now. Up to aaja, up to khalwat ho gayi. Come now, Allah. My heart is empty and it's only for you now. There is nobody else, it's me and you, just come now, O Allah. And a person who does this, and i'tikaf is also for this person. We physically cut our connections with the world. But today technology, which has got a good and a bad side always with it, we've left us with our cell phones. We still didn't cut ourselves. Today with our cell phones, we're in contact all the time. Even legally, some of us are doing business also. We're still in business while we're in the masjid. Some of us are with our family still. Some of us are doing social visiting also. So in that case, we didn't cut. If a person, Allah give tawfiq, at least this 10 days, cut ourselves completely away from all and bring our full connection with Allah Ta'ala. A person who got this connection, Ibn Qayyim Rahmatullah Ali writes, that person will get that enjoyment in the grave where he's alone with Allah. Those who found Allah, yeah, and like a husband and wife, the first night, how they enjoy themselves, that they are all alone, and that husband and the wife, Allah created them. That bedroom of theirs, Allah created. Their hearts, Allah is the creator. The love in their hearts, Allah is the creator. Their desires for one another, Allah is the creator. This fountain source of all this, when you'll have Him and alone for you, how won't that enjoyment be? That 5,000 years in the qabr will go like the wink of an eye if we have found Allah. Otherwise, it will be a tough time in the qabr. So this is the, so that niyat we make, to find Allah will come when the heart is clean. So you find Allah. And also, well, just now one person asked, that must we first clean the heart and then make our islah, get Allah, or do you first get Allah's love and then make your islah? Both ways work. But the advisable way, which Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi said, just find the love of Allah. It is like example which Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives, that you have a land of yours that was just lying, you weren't using it. So grass grew in there, trees grew in there, thorn trees grew in there. Then afterwards snakes also came in that land, scorpions, wild animals also. Now that the day came, you want to use that land. You want to build in there, you want to do farming, whatever. Now you have to clear it up. One way is to start removing all the weeds, all the bushes, all the trees, the thorny trees, etc. Very hard work. And if there are good rains, you did 5 meters of work when your back was sore, and you stood up and you looked at the back, you saw it grew again. But the rains that fell, it grew. And many saliks have this problem. They make so much effort to give up some guna, and when they see, the guna is back again. You take 2 steps front, you fall 3 steps back again, continuously. So that's a difficult process. The easy process is, in that land, you just put 1 match, a fire, and it will burn out everything. And that burnt things will be fertilizer for your land also. So like that, to take out one guna will be tough. And if you find the love of Allah, then it is like putting the fire of the love of Allah in the heart. It will burn out all those gunas themselves. Hazrat Maulana Shah Wasiullah Sahib Ilahabadi Rahmatullah Ali gave this beautiful example of cleansing of the heart. That innal muluka idha dakhalu qaryatan afsaduha. That when kings, when invade a country, then they cause destruction there. They break everything. وَجَعَلُوا أَعِزَّةَ أَهْلِهَا أَذِلَّ. And the honorable people who of the previous government, they put them in jail. Or they execute them so that they are no more an opposition for us. There must be no opposition left. So like this, if you bring Allah in your heart, Allah has conquered your heart now, then all Allah's opposition, so to say, shirk, kufr, hypocrisy, bid'at, riyakari, takabbur, all these terrible diseases, Allah Ta'ala destroys them all. So that Allah reigns supreme in that heart. So we just have to bring Allah in the heart. And to bring Allah in the heart, there are so many ways. One of the easiest way is make connection with some Allah wala. And that you don't have to find out from anyone. You little bit you find out, ask people. But what your own heart tells you. Look in your heart and your heart tells you, and then check out little bit. Is this person, do my heart, does it tell me there is a genuine Allah wala? And if your heart says so, you just stay with him. Because it comes in the hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الْعَارِفِينَ. Allah is watchful on the hearts of the arifin, the ashiks of Allah. They see the hadith or the sharah of the hadith by Mullah Ali Qari. Then where whom Allah's love, Allah finds whose love in who, in one of his buzurg, in his wali's heart, then Allah directly makes love to that person. And when a person who goes to Allah, it's not that he decided, he wanted to. It starts from Allah's side. Whom Allah wants to, Allah pulls that person. And Allah makes this the cause then. That now, that love of yours is in that buzurg's heart. So Allah makes love to you and then Allah pulls you directly towards him. And you become Allah's. So that in, must be our intention. We have come for our islah and to find Allah. Nisbat ma'Allah. Ta'alluq with Allah. And a person who gets this treasure, that person will be, was blessed with all the khair of dunya also and of akhirat also. In this world, Allah lets him live like a king. And the akhirat we cannot imagine like what a king Allah will make him and what enjoyment he will have. So that must be our niyat, why we have come to make our islah and to find Allah Ta'ala. And then for that year that we have come year, particularly we have made this niyat, we have come in the month of Ramadan. MashaAllah, there are those satis who are spending 40 days, those who are spending 30 days here, 20 days, etc. So all who have come here, and this was our intention, and we came in the month of Ramadan. Let us understand what a great month this is. This occasion of the month, for us to understand generally, is like for a businessman, his December month. How he looks forward to his December month. He doesn't get, he doesn't feel that, oh, I have to overwork now in December. And it's like going to be strenuous. Many people can't have time for their lunch also, they're so busy. The morning also, they're rushing off to open the shop. At nights, the goods are sold out. They are packing again goods the whole night. They are marking the goods, but they don't feel it a burden at all. They're doing it with pleasure. Why? Because they're making money. So this is that occasion for a mu'min. If we have understood, and also with this, one important niyat that we have to make, not only for the month of Ramadan, but for our lives. Our niyat must be, we are living to gain Allah's pleasure. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. That my living, my dying, my ibadat, everything is only for Allah. At the moment, most of us are such, we haven't made a niyat. We are just living day to day. We weren't taught anywhere that make a niyat why you are in this world. For many of us, it's getting up in the morning, going to school. Afternoon, go madrasa. Our general pattern. That is why we are living. Others go to work. Get up in the morning, go and open the shop, work in the shop, make money, come home. For many of us, go to the office, whatever it is. But why am I doing all this? What is my object? That we haven't even fixed. A person sits in his car and he hasn't decided where he's going to. He's just driving around. And you don't know where you're going. You got a GPS, but you haven't even punched in what your destination is. You're just going around in circles all the time. That is what we are. Which Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Panampuri Rahmatullah Ali used to explain so beautifully, that what is it, we today as insan, subah ko uthna, we get up in the morning, din ko kamana, to earn during the day. When you have earned well, you come home at night, you haven't got time for a proper breakfast, our busy lives. You haven't got the time for a proper lunch. When you come home, generally, not everyone, they have a supper. If you sit with the family, you have supper. So, raat ko khana. Phir subah ko uthna, get up in the morning again. Or pakhana. Now, first thing in the morning, you're going to toilet. And then, when your stomach is empty, going back to work again. Din ko kamana, raat ko khana, subah ko pakhana. So, insan kya hua? Ek pakhana banane ki machine. That is all. That is the sum total of what insan is, that he's only making stool. So on Qiyamah's day, Allah won't ask you how many kilos of stool you made and how many liters of urine you made. But if we analyze, that is our life. So, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقَنَاكُمْ عَبَثَا. Did we create you in some tomfoolery just for nothing? We had nothing to do, so we made you. وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. And that you won't return. We are created to prepare for the year after. A student, the year, they give him textbooks, they give him a air-conditioned study room, everything. Why all this? So that he passes his exam end of the year. It's not just for Jeff, for nothing they're giving him all this. All this, you hire a worker, your accountant, in your office, you got a secretary, and you give them all the facilities there. And for what is it? There is a purpose behind it. So what is our purpose? Antum khuliqtum, ad-dunya khuliqat lakum, dunya is created for you. Wa antum khuliqtum lil akhirah. You have been created for the akhirah. But today there is no niyat. We're just passing our lives like this, like zombies. We get up in the morning, do our work, whatever field it is. Night comes, sleep again. And if it's more, if any niyat do we do make to have a good life, a nice house, comfortable bed, comfortable car, nice car. This is our niyat. Who of us have made our niyat the pleasure of Allah? And in this process, we are Muslims. There are non-Muslims also in the world. Muslims and those who are conscious of their deen, our niyat is still not akhirat and the pleasure of Allah. But we are Muslims, we realize I must make 5 times namaz. So our, as a duty we do that. But our niyat we haven't fixed. Like you fill petrol in your car, you have to go around. You first check your tire pressure, everything. But you haven't made your destination where you want to go. You are doing all the other things. We are keeping rozas also, we are going for hajj also. Everything, we'll go jamaat, we'll go umrah, we'll do everything. But what is our niyat? That is our duties. But what is our object in life? So that also we have to fix. Our object of life, to please Allah. And akhirat is for those people who made this niyat, who have got it in their heart. For them, Ramzan is a festival, like the December occasion, like a festival of any organization, the end of the year party, when they made their profits and they've seen their balance sheets and now they are partying. Ramzan is like that for a mu'min. This is the time to coin it now. This is the time for those who have planted before. Now they will reap. If you want a beautiful garden in December, you can't start pruning your trees in December. And you can't start putting fertilizer in December. You have to start in August. You have to start in July. Then hopefully you get a beautiful garden in December. You are a businessman and you want to do your business for December. You can't order your goods in December. Wholesalers are closed already. Manufacturers are closed already. June, July you must start preparing. You can't start advertising in December. Your advertising must be done long before. In December you're going to get busy. You need extra staff. You can't go and hire your staff now in December. You have to make the arrangement well in advance. So for Ramzan, those people will enjoy it and find the fruit of Ramzan who prepared in before. And if we go and see, Allah Ta'ala beautifies Jannat for the coming of Ramzan every year. Jannat is as beautiful as it is. Every year Allah beautifies it for the coming. So 9 months from Muharram, Allah starts beautifying Ramadan. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam from Rajab started making dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. So if we prepared like that, that person will get the fruit. Or to understand it, like your car is standing on a incline, on a little hill. And it's a manual car, and you started it, and you put it in third gear, fourth gear. The car won't, it will just jerk a little bit and switch off. So with most of us who we don't prepare before, we are not in first gear, then going to second, then going to third. Ramzan is little uphill. Rozas, Taraweeh, getting up for Sehri, you're losing out on your sleep. It is uphill. And now we start in third gear, fourth gear. Full into Rozas one time. Full into Taraweeh. So most, many people, they just jerk a little bit. 2-3 nights Taraweeh they come. And then the car switches off. After that you don't see them for Taraweeh again. 2-3 Rozas they keep. 2-3 Suparas they read. And then they switch off. But if you were in gear before, first gear, and now you're cruising in fifth gear, sixth gear, when Ramzan comes, smooth sailing. You'll just go and you won't feel it a burden also. You'll enjoy your Ramadan. So we have to make our niyat of our life that our object is akhirah. So this is the season then we'll understand and appreciate Ramzan. Ramzan is a festival. to celebrate the coming of the Quran, and the Quran is for hidayat. So this is the month when hidayat is made of common. This is the month when the market is hot now. The nafils have become the value of faraz. A faraz has become the value of 70 farais. This is the month that during the day Allah cancelled the contract of ibadat of all the malaika who make only Allah's ibadat. New contract for them for Ramzan. Just say Ameen on the du'as of my ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. During the 30 nights from sunset, Allah says Himself, what you want? You want rosy? You want health? You want money? What you want? Ask me. So 24 hours your du'as are readily accepted. During the day you are fasting. Farishtas are saying Ameen on all your du'as. During the night, Allah says, now you ask me what I want. I will give you whatever you want. So this is that month. So this is the month in which Allah increases the rozi of a mu'min. Now rozi for us all, which is generally, is food. That is our rozi. But if we see the lives of the buzurgs, we will see they took rozi to be understood as ibadat, closeness to Allah. The food became very less. Shah Abdul Rahim Sahib Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, Shah Abdul Qadir Sahib Raipuri Rahmatullah Ali, just a few finjans, those small little cups of Chai Sulaimani, black tea. That's all he should have, a few for Seri, a few for Iftari. Hazrat Maulana Khalil Ahmed Sahib Saharanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, this handmade roti, not our rotis. Our rotis in UP area, they call them parathas. That is, they are filled with white flour, with ghee, etc. But that thin chapati. And in UP, when we were studying in Deoband, we should call them airmails. You get the airmail letter, which is very thin. They were so thin, we should call them airmails. So just one airmail, just the size of a hand, that's all he should have for his iftari. And when their friends told them, their khadims, Hadrat, you'll become weak. They say, Subhanallah, we're getting the fragrance of Jannah. Yeah. So the rosy, what rosy was increased? There were, and 24 hours, so much so, not even replying to their mail. The islah of the murids, etc. Only tilawat, mainly it was. By most of our buzurgs, Ramzan, only almost 24 hours tilawat, tilawat, tilawat all the time. But what a connection Quran Sharif has got with this month. So that, so we should understand what great month Allah Ta'ala has given us. This is the month to plant also. This is the month to reap also. The first 10 days is Allah's rahmat. Second day is 10 days, Allah's maghfirat. Third 10 days, complete salvation from the fire of Jahannam. And it is so much that a person who did not get his salvation in this month, Jibreel alayhi salam told Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam on the mimbar, will say, Ameen to my dua, that may he be destroyed. So that means, how lot Allah is, what a blessed month this is. A person, like you say, if you go to Dubai and you don't become rich, if you go to Arab Gulf states and you don't become rich, you are doomed. How can't you become rich? If a person doesn't become rich spiritually in this month, so to say that person is doomed so much. So this is that month Allah has given us. And there is much more also with this month. It has got Laylatul Qadr in it again. What a great night this month has got in it. Then in this month, Allah Ta'ala gave us Quran Sharif in this month. The month of Ramadan alone is blessings. Without rozas, even if a person can't keep rozas, still the barakat of Ramadan that person will get. If a person doesn't make taraweeh, he's an invalid or something. But the month is such, the month itself on its own, minus the Quran Sharif, minus the tilawat, minus rozas, it's a great and blessed month which Allah has given us. In a sense, to understand this, like what is Hajj? Al-Hajju al-Arafah. Hajj is Arafah. A person who gets into Arafah on the 10th or on the 9th, 9th of Zulhijjah, even if he's unconscious, even if he was so sleepy, he doesn't know also, they just took him and the ambulance in the Saudiya, Allah give them jazaa khair. Those people who are hajis and got ill and they are in hospitals, they take them by helicopter to Arafat. just so that they are present there, because Hajj is to be in Arafat. Whether you are napak also, you haven't got ghusl also, you haven't got wuzu also, as long as you are in Arafat, your Hajj is made. So any type of person who is there, his Hajj is, that is the biggest faraz of Hajj. Of the three faraz of Hajj, this is the biggest faraz of Hajj. All the others you can compensate for it. This is the biggest faraz of Hajj. So Ramzan is like that. Just the month is so blessed. And then together with that, Allah gave the Quran Sharif. What a kitab the Quran Sharif Allah Ta'ala gave us. It is a sifat of Allah Ta'ala. It is a quality of Allah Ta'ala. Allah did not create the Quran Sharif. It is the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. And any person who has got any connection with Quran will understand what a kitab, this beautiful kitab is which Allah is. So this kitab Allah has given us in this. And the main object of this kitab in this month, from Quran, it means to read. That we have to be reading the Quran Sharif. How many of our friends, we don't read Quran Sharif. In Ramzan we don't read. Out of Ramzan we don't read. And the Quran Sharif, Allah says in the Quran, وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. Oh Allah, my people, my nation, they have to abandon the Quran. They had nothing to do. It seems that this was a known thing that this ummah is going to do. And all along, there are people who just abandoned the Quran Sharif. So the Quran, and our dua is, وَاجْعَلْهُ لَنَا إِمَامًا وَنُورًا وَهُدًا وَرَحْمًا. Make the Quran our imam. But if we don't come to the masjid, how are we going to be behind the imam? Our namaz won't be correct if you're in your hotel room and on the TV you're following the imam of the haram. How will your namaz be correct? The imam is kept in a shelf. And we got love for the Quran, we wrap it up in the juzdan, we put atar, we put some rose petals also. But you don't follow the imam in namaz, you don't follow him. So you have to follow him completely. That is what is called an imam. So anyway, the Quran Sharif is a great, great, grand kitab Allah has given us. And this is also in this month. As it is said beautifully, Na'mal Raqib wa Na'mal Markab. The rider that came was also such an honor, and he came in a Rolls Royce. He came in a Ferrari. What a car he came also. And who is it that has come also? So the Quran came, and it came in the month of Ramadan. What a guest. Also the month of Ramadan, one important aspect. If you have an ordinary guest, but when he comes to your door, you don't pay attention. You're not opening the door, you're not answering the doorbell, the intercom or anything. With great difficulty you reach there after 10, 15 minutes, half an hour. And then you tell him, okay, I'm just looking for the key. And you can't find the key. And then you take him from the backyard. You got a foul run and all that, through all those things you take him. And then there's still no door open. You tell him, jump through the window. That person will say, thank you. You keep your house to yourself, I'll go somewhere else. If Ramzan came to us, and this is our attitude for Ramzan, that Ramzan, we don't want you here. That you're going to keep us hungry, you're going to make us stay awake at night, we have to make 20 rakats extra tarawih, we don't want you, Ramzan. I wish Shaban is full 30 days, and Ramzan is 29 days. I hope nobody sees the moon. There's a possibility 29 Shaban that the moon can be seen. I hope nobody sees it. We feel it a burden. Then the month of Ramadan will say, you stay for yourself, I'll go somewhere else. If we don't want Ramadan, anulzimu kumuha wantum laha karihun, must we force it down your throat and you don't want it? Allah gives it for those yahadi ilayhi may yunib. That those who have an inclination, they enjoy. Otherwise, this month is not enjoyment for us. For those who know what this month is, their hearts are open. What open arms, and they embrace this month such a way that don't leave us again. But we are just eager, when will the month get finished? So this is that great month Allah has given us. Then Allah gave us the Quran Sharif in this. Then Allah gave us rozas. Rozas themselves, even out of Ramzan, Quran also we read out of Ramzan, or we should be reading, and rozas also we can keep out, and we should be keeping rozas also. Roza on its own, without the month of Ramadan, Without Quran, Roza is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. It is one of the major means of gaining closeness to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. When a person, if he keeps his rozas for Allah's pleasure, the person who sacrifices his food doesn't eat, and Allah has made it, your food and your drink is very dear to you. Every person enjoys his food. The way Allah Ta'ala, you look forward to it. How many times? Once we were in Barberton, and it were people who have all passed away, Allah grant them all Jannah. So the one person who was gone, this one old man who narrated to us, he's also passed away. They told some other two old people, you also come for breakfast. They said, no, we had breakfast already. Somebody said, we make straight after Fajr. Afterwards, again they phoned them, they came, and they were eating. So they started eating also. And it looks like they had roza the whole night. Well, they said, but you said you had your breakfast, you have straight after Fajr. So this is our eating habit. We ate a meal and we get another meal, that meal also gets put away. So delicious, but that a person sacrifices for Allah's sake. Won't Allah appreciates it so much. And there is nobody who can appreciate like Allah. Allah appreciates it so much that Allah says, I myself will give the reward. I won't tell the farishtas, the angels give the reward of rul. Or the other in reading of that hadith, I myself am the reward. You will get me in return for roza. So roza Allah gave us this month. He gave us the month which is so honorable. He gave us the Quran Sharif. Then he gave us rozas also. Then he gave us du'as in this month. In the same context here, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my bandas ask of me, where am I? Tell them I'm close. How close? نَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are more closer to you than your jugular vein. We are so close. أَنْتَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ. Allah is between you and your heart. So close to Allah. You yourself, Allah is in you. So close Allah is. So this is the dua. Then make dua to me and immediately astajib lakum. I will accept your dua. Allah has promised before time. Here's your application form and I'm already saying accept it. I put my stamp, you still have to fill it in. But I've already put my stamp, it is accepted. MashaAllah, Maulana Fasihuddin taught me a good thing. That in dua, adab is that after dua, you wipe your hands over your face. So it is as though you are saying, وَجَدْنَا مَا طَلَبْنَا. What we had asked, we got it already. When you are putting your hand on your face, you are so to say saying that we got already. Like in primitive people, even till now, village people, you give them something, they take it, they put it on their head, etc. They put it on their eyes. That we accept it. So what you have after dua, when you wipe your hands, and Allah will say, my banda is saying he got it and I haven't given it, how can't I? I'm the most gracious. I'm the most generous. Let me just give it to him. The acceptance of du'as are in different forms which is explained in the kitab. But Allah has promised. So, and this is the month of du'as. When the whole day, the farishtas are free to say Ameen. The farishtas du'as, what is Ameen? Oh Allah, accept it. Let it be so. They are saying Ameen on your du'as. At night Allah is saying, you ask me, what a month for du'as this is. The last part before at tahajjud time. That is such a great time again. The time before Maghrib namaz, before opening roza, that is the time again for du'as which are readily. Allah is seeing, look at my banda. He's watching his iftari day. He's hungry also. He's thirsty also. And at that state he's busy asking me, how can't I give him? That nobody's stopping him. If you are at home and you are on your own, you are traveling back from work, to your house, you got your iftari with you, nobody else with you in your car, you can eat 5 minutes before time, 10 minutes, who is there to watch? But no, you make sure, you take precaution 3 minutes extra. Though at sunset, when you are sure sunset has taken place, you can open your roza. But you take precaution, and Allah is watching. And if you are making iftari at home, there are the samosas also, there is the firni also, there is the jalebi also, what and what. But you are busy making dua to Allah Ta'ala.
How won't Allah accept? All that Allah gave us in this month. What a great Allah put everything. Then for those, as I said, who came for 40 days, 30 days, now 20, 10 days, Allah gave us the i'tikaf also. And then our i'tikaf for our islah also. And it's a khanqa program also. And khanqa program all the time for our islah. From the morning, from Quran Sharif we start. Zikr etc. The whole day. And alhamdulillah, now this very, very important aspect of correcting our aqaid also. And then our ibadat and our muamalat and our muasharat also. Alhamdulillah, this also is included. All this, the remembrance of death, shaqe, watan, the enjoyment of returning to our any person. Where there are so many people who visit so smart places, holidays, but they long for home again. And when they get home, home, sweet home. And they're so happy. As you see your house coming, you just get a joy. Whatever you might have enjoyed there, but what is your, the real home? There is a hadith, or it is perhaps not a hadith made up, but hubbul watan min al iman. As Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Sahib, rahmatullah ali, because we were studying there, we were longing for our South Africa, our home. So I asked him, so he said, this doesn't mean your South Africa. This means, if it is a hadith, it means Jannah. That there is hubbul watan, mean to have love for your watan, for your home, your real home is Jannah. Not South Africa, or not America, or not India or Pakistan. That is your real home. That is what you must have, real love. So a person who has that, then in this month, what enjoyment doesn't he get? So all the khanka program, the shaqe watan, maut ki yaad, muraqabai maut, the zikr, all these things here have been put together. How is it that we can't make our islah? Then Allah gave us the roza, and we discussed that what is roza. Roza, there is a basic structure of roza, and the other is the complete. Like you have the structure of your house, the walls are up, the roof is also up. But you say, tell your wife, I think we can move in. She'll ask, where's the carpets? Where are the tiles? Where's all the sanitary ware? In fact, so much so that we want the garden also to be done. The security must also be done. Then only we are prepared to move in. So just the structure of roza, which is what niyat, that we stay away from food, drink, and our sexual desires from subah sadiq until sunset. That is what is called the structure of roza. But the completion of roza, a perfect roza, that we keep roza of the eyes also, roza of the tongue also, roza of the ears also, roza of the stomach, the food that we eat, what type and what quantity of food. And then roza of the heart and mind also. And then we, after roza, we don't have a holier than thou attitude, that I am better than you. This basic roza, we can also liken it to a businessman who is doing business. He buys for 5 rand and sells for 5 rand. For 3-4 days he'll be the busiest man in the shop. Nobody else is selling at that price. But he's the first man out of business also. He's not making any forget profits. He can't pay his overheads. He can't pay his salaries. He can't pay his water and lights. He has to make a profit. So therefore, many of us who don't keep a complete, who are not making profit in our roza. Roza is like a burden. A person who has to make business where he makes no profit. Hey, what is the use of that? And also, a businessman who knows his business is never impressed by turnover. But he is impressed that what is in my pocket end of the month. End of the year, what is in my pocket? My one auntie, Allah grant them all Jannat, all our marhumin. She was a bit elderly and she was running a house shop. And whenever we went, she was very busy. So one time we went, no house shop. So I asked, what's wrong? So she said that, I'm so busy, you saw yourself. I don't get a minute's time to sit. But end of the month, I got nothing in my pocket. And they won't give me my pension if I've got another income. So I closed the shop, now I get pension, no work, and I'm getting my 800 rand, my 900 rand a month, no work whatsoever. So what comes in your pocket? Many people, they are in business, and they're supposed to be so intelligent, but they are going more into overdraft. They are borrowing from people. They're going more deeper in the hole. But they are happy. They're going for holiday. They're going for umrah also. But there's nothing in their business. At the end, one good friend of mine in those days when they were hardly millionaires, he was a millionaire in those days. But when his estate was finally wound up, there was nothing left to be distributed. Owing these people money, owing those people money, these merchants. He was a steel, in the steel industry in those days. And big trucks and everything. But all the payments on the trucks, the steel that comes in, all the payment, there was nothing at all left. So the person must not be fooled by turn over and be seeing this person is so busy. What comes in your pocket end of the day, that is what counts. If the money net profit of yours comes in, that is what you benefit and what you profit. So what our rosas, if you see a person making lot of ibadat also, but his niyat is not right. Or hukukul ibad, making ribat of people. Or doing down people in business, etc. Though he looks so pious, but there's nothing in his pocket. He's owing people. He'll have to pay all those people. So the thing is what profit you are making. So roza is that, if we are making not only the basic structure of roza, but we are making profit. And a person, like many people say today, no fun in business. Why they say that? They want to keep other people out. They mustn't start business. So they say there's no, now you can't do upland business now. And today now the competition is so heavy, the very heavy competition. But why they opening another shop again? And when you hear they open a third shop also. Why? Because they're making profit. So if we make profit in our roza, we'll look, and the sign of it is we'll keep roza out of Ramzan also. And we'll enjoy roza keeping even out of Ramzan. But if we're not making a profit, who wants to open another shop out of Ramzan? When you are forced to, you'll open shop in Ramzan. And that also your father is forcing you to open the shop. Otherwise you see that there's you not making any profit. If we make, and profit comes when we'll keep the roza of the eyes. Roza, a perfect roza. That is when you will get the benefit of roza and you will see. So that we discussed the roza of the eyes, what is to keep roza of the eyes. And two aspects we have to explain there. One is of haram, that we mustn't look at other women, etc. And the other is that we don't look down upon any person. And that also we explained in detail, that no matter who you are, but if you look down upon any person, you are thrown out from the court of Allah Ta'ala. Like a fly from the food, you take it and you throw it out. Like that a person gets thrown out when you look down. You are keeping a proper sunnah beard and you look down upon a person who hasn't got a beard. To tell him, to advise him, to hate his act of shaving the beard, that is in its place. But to look down upon him, then you are worse. What your beard, you are worse. What your turban and your topi and your kurta and your beard, you look down upon the sinners, you are worse off than them also. So therefore, that must keep the roza of the eyes. That is why we are here. And this is what we have to bring within us, that throughout our lives, we don't look down upon people. Roza of the tongue, where we don't make guna of swearing, backbiting, etc., fighting with people, etc. The person must learn to control his tongue, and in detail we tried and explained that how important it is. In short, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah Ali says that the tongue, jismuhu saghir, it is very small, the mess, the weight of it, and the size of it also a few centimeters, square centimeters. Wa jurmuhu kabir, but the sin of the tongue is very big. The harm and the danger of the tongue is very, very big. The word anger is anger is so danger. It's only the D that's left out in anger. Anger, it is very, very danger. So this tongue, with your anger, how many people in their anger, they proclaim 3 talaqs for their wives. And now they go and ask Mufti Sahib and they want to prove 3 is 1. What the Christians couldn't get right, now how many Salafis are trying to get right? That 1 is 3 and 3 is 1. Whereas a basic child knows arithmetic. That 1 is 1 and 3 is 3. Who doesn't know that amount of maths? But they can't, and they knocking their heads against the wall to try and prove it to the world. That 3 is 1 and 1 is 3. You gave that 3 talaqs. Then you go to Mufti Sahib and you say, I want her back and she wants to come back. Give me a fatwa. Mufti Sahib say 3 is 3. Then you say, these muftis break our homes. You pull the trigger. And you not one time, you pull three bullets, you shot her dead. Not only dead, but dead, deader and deadest you made her. And now you ask Mufti Sahib must give a birth certificate that she's born and she come in my nikah again. When you shot her dead with three bullets and you made her deadest, now how can Mufti Sahib give you a birth certificate, a nikah certificate? He is going to give you now certificate of talaq. Doctor, you shot the person three times and you tell the doctor write out a birth certificate. He has to write out a death certificate now. You kill the person. So the stung, how dangerous it is. And this is the month a person can learn not only to control the tongue, but to make every word gold. If silence is gold, then words of these value, they are pearls. They are diamonds. These words that when a person learns, قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, speak the right way. One word is a pearl, it's a diamond that comes out. And from each one of us, Allah can make it if we keep our one Ramzan properly. And we pass it, only pearls will flow out of the mouth. And everyone will appreciate and enjoy it. It comes in the hadith, a person who keeps quiet for 40 days, Allah will make the fountains of wisdom to gush from his bosom. Whatever you will speak, words of wisdom will come. So if we keep the roza of keeping quiet this 40 days, and no unnecessary talk, Allah will make hikam and wisdom flow from your tongue all the time. Roza of the ears, that what is haram to be spoken is haram to be heard. Today on our cell phone, I think just before Asr, somebody's phone rang again. And it was like a musical tone. Many people, they got today many new definitions. We tell them it's a musical tone. They say, no, it's not a musical tone. And we know clearly what is a musical tone. And how many, the radio stations, they don't have actual music, but it is like music. How many nasheeds, that also. How many people who make zikr? They make zikr with the drums. When we were in Indonesia, we were going to leave the next morning, very early morning flight. And they kept one bayan someplace, only 11 o'clock we reached there, the night starts at 11. And then we were going to sleep again at another place. And to welcome us, all the boys with their drums and all that. Now this is deen, this is tasawwuf, this is tasawwuf. So this music is a terrible thing. So the listening of music, listening of al-ghina, ruqiyatu zina, listening to music, your heart, your desires, it makes you go towards zina, the listening of music. That is why the enemies got music everywhere. And today we have to think, in the aeroplane, when the most crucial times, landing and taking off, music. A woman giving birth in the maternity home, music there. Everywhere they have brought shaitan into the picture. And we don't understand. And we just take it, well, these people do this, you mustn't even feel anything bad. We don't even talk, we don't notice it also. So the guna or the keep roza of the ears also. Roza of the heart and mind also. Fantasizing. Whether we are here in Atikaf and we are fantasizing, how terrible, isn't it? Haram things if we are fantasizing. All the other bad things we are thinking bad about people. Now how, and the worst to think low and bad about the ulama. And to make ghibat of the ulama, whether it is verbal ghibat or whether it is in your heart you harbor malice and dislike for the ulama, which is a clear sign of nifaq and hypocrisy. At one place there was an ijtima. Some modernists came to Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayh and said the amount of money that is wasted in this ijtima. With that we could build some college, how many rosy for our children we should have. So Maulana listened to them and finally he said, that you thought about, but the amount of people who smoke every day, you don't go and stop them and all that money build the college with. The amount of people who shave their beards, all the blades and the shaving cream and after lotion or whatever, all that you don't think. With that money you can build 10 colleges. Your only problem when somebody spends for deen, it's a problem. When somebody spends waste for holidays and for houses and for what and what, that nobody has a problem. But when somebody spends on deen, then that's a sign of your nifaq. But for deen, you don't want deen to be promoted. Dunya ke must be promoted. So anyway, so there are these gunas. Then our food, we also try to explain how important it is to see we eating the right food. And especially the junk food and the food from takeaways and many incidents we had quoted with the hope that it can, this is such a thing that seems like nobody, just like takeaway food started in America for migrant laborers. But today the president also eats. He also buys orders from the takeaways. All of us practically, hardly anyone is saved. And we try and create the dislike and the hatred of this food. When you are really helpless, you are traveling somewhere, there is nobody, you are hungry and you have to eat something, then also to be very selective what you eat and what you choose there. So this is also very important. Eating all this filth and dirt all the time, from a health point of view, how many instances we quoted also. Then how can your mind be clear? How can you then, you want the love of Allah, but you are feeling junk in your heart. And in your stomach you are feeling junk. And you are what you eat. So if you are junkie and you want Allah, you are not even daydreaming. You are not being foolish and stupid also. Oh, there is no word to explain that person who is going in the opposite direction and he wants to reach, he is going, sitting in a train going to Bombay. But he wants to reach Delhi and he's making dua all the time. Ya Allah, let me reach Delhi, the opposite direction. So food is also, that also explained. And after all this, don't think that I'm better than the others if I observed my Ramzan. We don't know which aspect Allah could have disliked of us. Uh-huh. So therefore, nobody must have that. We have to plead and cry. In front of Allah, there is niyaz, humbling oneself, crying. No naz, no arrogance and boastfulness that I did this, I did so much in my life, I did this, I achieved this. Nothing. We have to cry in front of Allah Ta'ala. So those were the subjects basically that we tried and cover. What other things? So the value of this occasion, what all the difference, like if there's a festival, how many things are carrying on in different places? So here also Quran is carrying on, dua is carrying on, zikr is, how many things are carrying on? This is that great occasion. And then keep our rozas and keep a complete roza. Not only the basic roza, by which we will be absolved of our duty, but to get the benefit and the profit of roza, keep a complete roza and then see the benefits. And if we do that, then we will benefit tremendously and greatly. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.